BBC World Service.
Hello, this is Margaret Howard back again with Letterbox.
I trust that you have returned refreshed from your holiday.
I have indeed, thank you. But I gather that some of you have been having rather a rough time while I've been away. See Padma Kumar in India, for example.
I've been down with chickenpox for the past fortnight. I haven't even been allowed any reading matter, so my only resort has been the radio. I think I'd have gone off my rocker but for the BBC. Actually, I discovered the BBC in the real sense only since my affliction.
BBC World Service Sports Roundup. Hello, this is Simon Reed. The sporting headlines. Jim Watt gets up off the canvas to retain his WBC World Lightweight Boxing title.
BBC World Service presents The World Today.
BBC World Service, and now, Waveguide, presented by Brian Ashton.
Today we mark what might fairly be described as a revolution in BBC broadcasting, because the first of our satellite links to our relay stations came into operation just 15 minutes ago. In future, all programmes from our East Mediterranean relay station on the island of Cyprus will be coming direct from London via satellite. In particular, this means that news bulletins and all other topical programmes from our Cyprus transmitters will be much clearer, as they'll be getting to Cyprus not by the rather unreliable shortwaves, but along a clear satellite channel.
BBC World Service programmes continue now on shortwave frequencies in the 19, 25 and 49 metre bands.
BBC English by Radio invites all listeners to this programme to take a break whilst we bring you the English needed for travel.
Hello, I'm Tony Green and this is Take a Break. Yes, take a break for the English you need for travel.
Next from London, Discovery. Then at 15 hours, Radio Newsreel. And at 15:15, John Tidmarsh introduces Outlook. And we hear about a boom in British sopranos. And also the migrating habits of the Devon grockle, that curiously British animal which is about to embark on its yearly trek to the south. Two of the items in Outlook at 15:15.
Hello, this is Tony Durham, and I'll be with you for Discovery this week and for the next few weeks. Our short-term memory can hold approximately 42 bits of information, and our brain cells contain RNA molecules 21 units long. 21, of course, is half of 42, and a psychologist will be telling us why he thinks this is not just a coincidence, but a vital clue to the molecular mechanism of memory.